Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jen Mateo. Thanks for joining us again another Tuesday night. How are you doing, Marita?
I am awesome, fantabulous, you know, just great. How about you, my darling?
I am I'm well, and I'm blessed. I just had a quick adventure before I got on the show, which is not new for us, but yes, it makes life more exciting. So, yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Well, I don't know if the people heard me just cough like a couple seconds right before the music came on. I'm like, oh, boy. I ended a show with a cough before. Not this show, but another live show. And then now here I am going live on the radio show with a cough. I'm starting off with a cough. I'm like, oh, boy. Now, you know how you try to hold it in? I try to do the same thing.
That's the worst.
Here we go starting the show. I said I didn't cough not one time before we started this daggone show. And all of a sudden, here I am coughing as soon as the music starts. I was like, I know they hear this. I just cough right into the phone. I just cough right into the microphone. I just, right there. So, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. We all go through it. Cough it out. Cough it out, people. Let it out.
Oh,
it's okay.
It's all good. So, what is going on? It's 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday. Lots happening. We've got a great show coming up. Anything special happening in the week? Anything happened over the weekend?
Let's see. What happened? I was with you this weekend, wasn't I? Again. What did we do? I don't remember.
We went to a comedy show.
Yeah, it was fun. And what else? And then we did karaoke, and that was great. That was my second time doing karaoke, and it was with like three other girls and Marita and two other girls, and it was a lot of fun. So we had fun. Yeah,
wait,
that was cool.
Are you saying that was only your second time in life doing karaoke? Is that what you meant by that?
Yes, second time in life. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. I can't even tell you how many times I've done karaoke. It's been so many times. Like, I didn't know that people did not do karaoke. I find that it's, like, part of my normal thing. Like, I go home to Mississippi, you know, like, oh, let's go do karaoke. Oh, okay. And we're, like, it's all cool. Like, that's, we've done this hundreds of times already. Like, wow. Only
no, but you know what?
Like, yeah.
I think it's a difference with people who could sing like yourself and people who are shower singers like me who do karaoke.
Oh.
Like I wouldn't normally, if I had a voice like yours or, you know, anything like that, anything good at all, I would probably do more karaoke. But the fact that I cannot sing, but I have no shame, people. I really have no shame. I would sing in front of anybody. But the fact that I don't have a voice for it, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not that open to it, but I'll do it.
But see, this is the thing, though. Karaoke isn't really supposed to be about people that can really sing. I think it's just a fun, almost like a fun sport, you know? Like, you just get out there and do it regardless. Like, it's not supposed to be judgmental or anything. It's just supposed to be fun. That's it. Just have fun. Singing songs,
yeah,
with the words
fun.
On in front of your friends, partying, like, that is like the scene of karaoke to me. I don't expect, actually, I get mad when people get up there that can sing, put on a concert. Like, they want to sing like five songs back to back. Like, this is not your time to put on your concert.
And
like,
why not?
Yes,
they don't have any other four rows.
hey, I just think it's a lot. I don't know. I think it's just way too freaking much. But anyway, you know, folks, if you guys can hear me, I'm out on location, just finished up with a meeting. So I am on my way back to my studio. And, you know, I'll be back in a minute to my headquarters. So if you hear a little commotion, that's what it is. You know, I try to stay in one place, but it's so hard, you know, especially when you have things going on and, you know, if you're doing business, et cetera, which I hope that you're doing business, people. It's great to do business and really making things happen. You know, this is kind of like segueing into our topic on tonight, which we're going to get to in a minute. But you know what? You got to stay focused, people. You got to do good business if you want to be an entrepreneur or a business person. Let me just say this. And let me tell you, I have made many, many mistakes, you know, running businesses and starting businesses. But I've learned that you definitely got to have a focal point. You really got to focus on what it is that you want to do. And you got to stick to it and you got to be consistent. I have not been the most consistent person. I am to say that. But you know what? I am learning so much. And, you know, it's time for people out there that are running businesses to really be making money in their businesses, because if you're not making any money, then there's no point in having the business.
Right.
That is one thing that I do want to say. There's no point. You want to make money. You're running a business because you want income, and hopefully you like the business that you're doing. Don't do something just because you say, oh, I'm doing this because I just want to make money. Well, you have to like what you're doing if you're going to stick with it, because that's going to help you stay consistent. So,
absolutely.
I just want to put that out there. Yeah, right? Does it make sense?
And
I think so.
I'm totally with you, because we do our 9-to-5. We don't, most of the time, we don't love it. Our 9-to-5, we're there because we need to live, we need to pay our rent, we got bills, you know, all these things.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to start your business, make sure it's something you have a passion for, where it doesn't feel like work, because it's going to
exactly.
feel like work if you don't love it. And you'll make the most money if you're actually having a good time and you enjoy what you're doing. So make sure it is something that you love and something that is
right.
going to benefit you.
Right, you're all into it. Yep. You'll put your all into it when you really like what you're doing. And then the money will come because you're doing quality work and you're passionate about it, and people can see that, so they're going to want to work with you anyway. So don't worry about it. If you know that's what you love to do and you're good at it, then, hey, the money is going to come. The money
right.
will come. So do something that you really like doing. Just my little yep. 2 cents about that business. That was a free business tip, people. Free business tip, okay?
The next tip you're going to have to pay for, so I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
And trust me when I tell you, I've made plenty of mistakes. And, you know, now I'm getting past all that and taking myself to another level, which is why we want to go about, really. I mean, Jen and I are both taking ourselves to another level all around, you know, in every aspect. Mm-hmm. And we want you to do the same thing, which is, you know, the whole focal point of tonight's show. So, yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute, y'all. I hope you're listening. Listen, this is your time right now to tell your friends, if you're listening, tell your friends to make sure that they tune in to this show right now. Forward them the link that you're looking at, that you're listening to. If you're on your phone, there's a way for you to share on your phone. I message them, whatever. You got Android. I don't know how you do an Android. But there's a way for you to message this link, text it to all your friends, post it on social media. Go on our Facebook pages right now, The Late Night Girls, and on our Instagram. Right there, you can forward
That's
and
right.
share, retweet, repost this, because somebody needs to hear this message on today. Somebody needs to do it. You got any questions or comments, you can call in 323-792-2900. That's right. I got the number. I know it by heart. You can definitely call in, ask a question if you want to about it. Like, it's serious. You want your life to be much better than what it is right now. And listen,
absolutely.
It's no fair. We don't want to be by ourselves on this. We want our listeners and our followers to do the same thing.
Oh,
okay,
exactly.
This show is about 10 steps to being a more beautiful and bolder you. Hello, people. Hello. I mean, we could be beautiful all by ourselves, but we want to share and spread the love, spread the knowledge, and spread
and
the
why
love
not?
With you guys.
And why not?
Why not?
Exactly.
We're loving people. We're good people, you know. That's just who we are.
Absolutely. Why don't we play a song? I just made it
what?
Back to my studio, people. Just letting you know I made it back to the studios. So we're going to play a song, and then we'll be back. And hopefully you're inviting your friends and followers right now.
No, we're not going to play a song.
Oh, we're not going to play a song. We're going to get right into it. Look, I don't even know what time it is.
It's only 10:10, but you know what? The subject is so good. I think we will hold off on playing a song just for a little bit. But to be honest
awesome.
With you, the studio is really messing with me right now.
The who is messing with you right now? The studio?
And I think it's a BlogTalk thing because I logged on. It locked me out, and then I logged on. It doesn't matter. But people, we're going to continue talking. So to go right into it, we're talking about 10 steps to be a better and bolder you. Marita already spoke about a few things, you know, like, you know, be passionate about what you do and what you love and start a new business. I think that's a great point right there. And another point I want to make, which will probably help you be a better and bolder you, is let go of your vices. You know, like if you smoke, if you drink, if you're, you know, chocolate chips and you want to lose weight and you're like, you know, eating all these candies and things that are bad for you, like all your vices, like it's a process. But they say, 30 days? If you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. So try for the first 30 days and see if you could stop, and that should help you better. Anything that's bad for you is a vice. You know, like giving yourself too freely, not being able to say no. Like last week's show, like these are things. Just like try for 30 days to like stop smoking, stop drinking. It's not that easy. People take years to stop doing certain things, but like if you make a conscious effort to be like, you know what, I want to be more healthy. I want to be a better person. Then like look at your vices that you have in your life and let go of just one a year. What a month if you're, you know, feeling very, you know, whatever. But
I say, never let anything have so much control over you. And that's what it is. People that smoke, people that drink, and they can't get it up, it becomes an addiction. And that's just showing that you are allowing that one thing to take over your life and control you and tell you what you're going to do. Yes, you will smoke me. Yes, you will drink me. Yes, you will eat me, and you can't stop eating this food. You know, nothing should have that much power over you. Take back the power in your life. Once you take back the power in your life, then you are able to you're able to do anything. You can conquer many, many more obstacles. Take back the power. Let no one or nothing have that much power over you that you can't say no to, and it's completely consuming you. It's causing you to have depression. It's causing you to spend more money and go into financial debt, most of these things are, which also goes into other aspects of your life, because then you broke all the time if you're going into financial debt. Why? I mean, come on now. So it all connects. So you've got to let go of those things. And maybe it's an emotional connection. You know what? Again, that's something that's controlling you. You have to cut anything off that is hindering you for making progress in your life, because actually it's just taking away, it's pulling, you know, from who you are and can be as a person. And you don't want anything in your way to stop you from being successful. If it's pulling at you and if it's taking away, then you need to let it go. You really do.
Absolutely.
I'm saying it like it's easy. I'm saying it like it's easy. I know it's not easy.
Right.
It's a process. But as Jen said, take your time and maybe let go of one thing at a time. And once you conquer that one thing, check it off the list and then move on to the next. Because we want you to be beautiful. We want you to be powerful. We want you to be somebody, the person that you were called to be, the person that you were destined to be. And this is just a starting point. Okay, what's our next point? What's our next step?
The next step I have is to eat healthy, which kind of goes with that. So we're going to skip that one. Let's go with not settled. People, we don't want to settle. whether anywhere in any aspect of your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's even school, you know, like go to the best school that you can go even. Like, do not settle. And most of the time, I know we mostly have lady listeners, don't settle in relationships. If the person is not making you happy, here's one rule that I always stick by with the person that I'm with. If this person isn't helping me or showing me how to grow, then I need to let this go. You know, like if the person is not helping you grow in some way, then what are they doing for you? You know, like if they're buying things and stuff like that, whatever. But you need someone who helps you grow, and you could also help them grow as well. You guys could build together. You know,
absolutely.
So how do you feel about
that? It's a partnership when you're with somebody. Again,
yes.
If they're just taking away from you and it's one sided, then they're holding or pulling you down. And again, you don't need anyone taking away from you. You want somebody that's going to make deposits into your life. So look at it like that. I need some money in my account, making deposits. I'm not talking about them just giving you money, but making a deposit. I'm using the bank analogy. I want money in my bank account. So I want positive vibes and things in my life and somebody that's giving all around. So I can't be broke. I don't want to be broke. So I'm not wanting to be with anyone that's making withdrawals all the time and they're not putting back that deposit. So
exactly.
No, we want this bank account to stay full. We want this relationship account to stay full. Have a full relationship account.
Right, whether emotionally or however, but like this person has to do something for you. And that's just one thing. And even at work, if you're not happy at work, don't settle for your... Let me tell you something. This is something I actually read. Most men don't settle for the first salary that they provide them. So let's say if you're applying for a job and they say, oh, you know, you're going to make, what's minimum? Like $30,000, something like that? So let's say you're going to make $30,000. You got to negotiate that. You got to go up. Because if they tell you $30,000, they always job is always going to give you the bottom of what they want to offer you. And most women, accept it. Don't settle. Especially if you know you need more, you're worth more, because you always are worth more, then you ask for more. And I actually did this with the job I have now. I negotiated my salary.
Right now.
They said, oh, this is going to be your salary. I said, no, actually, this is what I want my salary to be. And I went higher than what I actually knew they'll probably give me. And, of course, they go down because they always go down. But I was able to negotiate and get a lot more than what they were advertising the job for and what I wanted, closer to what I wanted.
Wow.
So, ladies, men do this all the time. But us ladies, we accept it and we settle. That's just one analogy. But, like, in anything in life, don't settle. It's like, even when I go out to eat, and my ex-boyfriend used to get mad at me all the time. Like, I could order vanilla and chocolate chip milkshake, and I'll say, hold the chocolate chip, you know, because I don't want the chocolate chip. And he's like, how are you always going to order something that comes with it, and then you tell them to not put it in? Because I'll pay for this, and I want this, and they don't have what I want on the menu, so I'm going to customize what I want because I
want
to
right.
enjoy it. You know, so
you
don't
ask
settle
for
it.
What you want. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Don't compromise. Don't settle. That's right. Don't settle at all. 100%. I don't know what step we're on, but I got another one. Did we talk about clearing the clutter and being organized? Because that's going to help you be a better person. That's going to help you think straight and think more clearly. When you have less clutter and things around you, that's going to help you get your life and your business in order. It really is. I see a huge difference when I clean up my house, when I clean up my place, just, you know, the better energy that I have. I mean, it's unbelievable. I feel like I can get more work done because there isn't stuff all over the place that's, you know, so chaotic. Like, now I can see where things are. I can find things easier. So if you're one of those clutter people, if you're one of those hoarders, you know, it's time to clean up your act. You're never going to go anywhere else in your life if you can't start with cleaning up what's around you right now. You have to start with you. You have to clean up the mess that's going on in your life. And you may not think it's affecting you, but, oh, it's definitely affecting you. It's fogging
the area. It's fogging your brains right now.
Absolutely.
In ways that you may not even realize. Wait till you clean up and see how clear you might start thinking and seeing things.
You know, I completely agree. I'm so huge on this. I'm really, anyone that knows me knows that I'm a minimalist, and like my house usually has the most minimal of stuff. Like I like clear space.
Sure, yeah.
There's not too much stuff.
And
the thing is, but I'll tell you this, which is pretty bad. Like if you come to my house and it's like a mess, like it's clutter, that's how my brain is right now. That means that like things are just out of control right now. So, like, if I find that it works for me, actually, that if I, like, clear up the space where I'm working at and where I'm spending most of my time at, I could think clearer and I could see things clearer. This is not for everybody, but it does help. Like, my mom actually likes a lot more stuff around her, you know, like little trinkets and things like that. And to her, it makes her feel better. She said it makes her feel like there's more people or stuff around. It makes her feel like she has company, which is weird. But she works better that way. Yeah, so for everyone, it's a little bit different. So, you know, but for me, and I feel like even mentally, like for mental health, it's always pretty good to have, like, at least one nice, clear space where you work. Anywhere else, it doesn't matter. Whatever works for you, great. But, like, where you work, just, like, one clear space, and it can help you kind of focus a little bit.
Right. I agree. 100%.
Right. And then our next step, what are we on, 5? You know, I think we're on 5, so we're going to go with 5. If we're wrong, okay. Call us, tell us we're wrong. But I think we're on 5, and this is enjoy life. Now, what can I say about that? Right now they have, well, not now, but just recently in the job market, they have this thing called work-life balance. You know, hopefully you guys are familiar with this. And basically what they want is that people to not just consume themselves with work, and then when you come home, all you're doing is basically, you know, putting your kids to sleep or homework or whatever. Like, it's a work-life balance, like, and this is something that I need to learn to do with myself. And it's basically, like, work is work. Leave that there. When you come home, you spend time with your family. And weekends, you don't even think about work. If you have a work cell phone, turn that off. Enjoy your life. We spend most of our life, we spend most of our life at work and less time at home. We spend more time at work than at home with our families. And then when we get home, I know for me, I don't sit down for like 2 hours when I get home because I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm doing homework, I'm doing all these things, I'm putting the baby to sleep, I'm doing all these things, and I don't really have time for myself. Then the next day, I start all over again until the weekend. But you need to find a balance between that, you know, and find and enjoy yourself. Like, go out in the weekend. Make it a mini vacation. That's what they call it, right? A mini vacation on the weekend. You know, do what you have to do.
And staycations and stuff, too, where you don't actually go away, but you plan to do things. I actually like that, and you spend less money as well. But you know about that whole cell phone thing, people definitely take that to the extreme. Like, they're posting on social media every second and not enjoying, you know, being in the moment and spending that quality time with their friends or family. But you know what stuck out to me? One time you told me you went to this work event, and you said that you was about to pull out your camera phone and, like, take a picture. And you saw that nobody else was. I think that was the story. Nobody else was at all. And you're like, wow, like there's a group of people that don't even think to pull out their cell phones. They are actually enjoying the social or the party or networking event, whatever it was. And, you know, that was like mind-blowing to us. Like, wait a minute, that's not what you do. Like, we do this all the time. We pull out our cell phones, take pictures. And you know what? There's life beyond the cell phone. You know, and there's a point that we used to didn't have cell phones, and the newer generation don't know about that. But at some point, like, we grew up, we didn't have cell phones when we were younger. You know, so it's crazy how society has changed us and turned us into these technology multimedia babies, and that we can't do without it. Like, we're so dependent upon them right now.
Absolutely.
And, it's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it was crazy, which will go into my next step. Marina would say the next step, then my step. But that that event, it was a work event. I work with a lot of engineers, and these are, like, really smart people and everything. And so it was a networking event after work, and there was a lot of engineers. There were, like, doctors. There was, like, a lot of very high-level people, and no one at what any point had a cell phone in their hands to take a picture, to take a selfie, to you know, record the moment. Everyone was just talking, had, like, wine in their hand, even if they drank, and just having a good time. And I'm, like, ready to take on my camera and take a picture of my coworkers. And I'm like, wait, I look like I'm freaking 16 years old right now. Like, I don't even fit in. And I'm like, I need to change my mentality. Like, what am I doing? I'm too old to be thinking like this. So that, like, kind of was, like, a moment for in like, aha moment for me, where I was like, all right, I need to set my game up. I need to mature a little bit more. But, yeah, basically.
And, you know, yep, and that's all a part of, like, that next level thinking, too, because if you want to be more beautiful, more bolder, this is not always physical appearance. When I say more beautiful, it's beautiful spirit, beautiful personality, beautiful mind, beautiful thinking all around, right? So once you're doing those things, by them not taking out their cell phones, that's showing them, listen, they do this all the time. They're used to this. This is how life is supposed to be. Hello, we do it because a lot of times maybe we don't experience this all the time. Like, ooh, let's take a picture of that. Like, that's nice right there. Like, no, when you are used to certain things, it's not a big deal anymore. And so we want to get you on a level where, hey, this is no big deal. We do this all the time. We attend parties like this all the time. We're in mansions like this all the time. We go travel like this all the time. We don't have to take a picture every second and post it because this is what we're used to. We want you to be on the next level thinking and say, hey, I'm used to this. This is nothing new for me. So we don't have to get too excited. Yes, we are excited, but we don't have to, you know, act like every minute we have to rant and rave about it and show our friends every second. Some things you ought to keep to yourself anyway. But listen, we don't want to act like, oh, we never experienced this before, okay? People, don't act like that. Even if you haven't, start to get used to it and act like you are used to it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I hear what you're saying. Like, and then I saw a meme that said the best part of my life isn't on Facebook or isn't recorded. And I should honestly say that lately, within the last, I don't know, 5-6 months, I have to say that's true. Like, the best part of my life that I've been enjoying is not on Facebook. I do have pictures of it. I haven't posted it. I'm probably never going to post it. But it's like I've just enjoyed the time, and I've learned to, like, put my phone down and just enjoy the moment. And it helps, especially if you have kids. Put the phone down. Talk to your kids. Enjoy yourself. You know, how many times we're all sitting at a dinner table and we have, like, no one's talking, but everyone's on their cell phone, you know?
That is true. That is true. And that drives me crazy now. And I'm even more conscious of everything, like being around people, being in business meetings, things like that. I do not post it. Do not post it at all. So, yeah. Oh, what's this? Oh, I look, looking at the phone now. Just got distracted.
Stop it.
Doing the show when you're doing your radio show. Put the phone down. Well, you know, other than talking into it maybe to do the show, but, you know, not paying attention to text. And this is just another example of being distracted. Like, it really is. Like, there's so many things that can get your mind off focus. And when you can actually be focusing on life and better things. Focusing on your business. Hello, people. Oh, look at the time, y'all. Look at the time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This was fast. We didn't even finish.
But this has been great. I think we gave a lot of tidbits, a lot of insight on what people need to do and should do, and hopefully they've made some conscious decisions and efforts, they'll make some better decisions in life. For sure, from what they've heard, and, you know, go back and hit the replay button and listen to the archives of this, because, listen, it needs to be heard more than once. Sometimes things have to sink in order to get it, okay? So you may need to hear it more than once. It's okay to go back and listen. Sometimes I go back and listen to the shows myself and say, oh, that was really good. Oh, we talked about that. That's cool. I need to hear it for my own self, you know? So, all right, one more minute. So listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in each and every Tuesday right here, the Late Night Girls. Make sure you follow us, y'all. Follow us, the Late Night Girls.
Facebook,
and listen,
Instagram.
As we always tell you, if nobody told you that they loved you on today
we
or
do.
This whole week, just know that we love you. That's right.
That's right. Sure do.
But more importantly, most importantly, God does
right.
too. Thank you for tuning in,
Amen.
People. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.